Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking this week about living with a guarded heart and understanding the impact that what we allow into our life, into our heart, the center of who we are, how that plays out in living life. I talked yesterday in the message here at Deer Run about a matter of the heart and the little difference between a heart that will fall and a heart that is full. And as one that likes acrostics and letters, the thing that stands out is that second letter. And a heart that will fall is a heart that's full, that's centered around arrogance. And those two words, the difference between the A and the U. The heart that's full is centered around understanding. And when we can guard our heart in such a way that we protect it from arrogance and fill it with understanding, our heart becomes turned towards God in a continual manner. And so today we're going to talk about guarded with truth. And looking at Psalm 15, verse 2, it says, "He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks truth from his heart." Now you hear that verse, you may be familiar with the context, but without the context, it kind of sounds just a little bit awkward. The context is a chapter where the psalmist is asking the question, in essence, who can be with God? Who can ascend the holy hill? Who can dwell with him? And there's a list of things that is present there, including this verse I just read. The one whose walk is blameless, whose ways are righteous, whose speech, whose words are truth, which comes from the heart. And as we consider, as I consider what it looks like to guard my heart with truth, I think there's two sides to it at least. The first, and I think the most important, is we guard our hearts with the truth of God's Word. Our enemy is, well, the Bible describes him as the father of lies. Deceit is a major weapon and tactic that he uses to in the attempts to destroy us. And we hear the lies long enough, we start to believe them. Lies about our worth, our value, our importance. Lies about our past, our present, and our future. And when we guard our heart with truth, we become students of God's Word so that we know when we hear a lie, because it doesn't sound like truth, the truth that we've spent time learning and studying and memorizing. And so the lies that tell us that you'll never be good enough, God would never accept you, you've sinned too greatly. Well, we know ourselves and often have reason to believe that those things might be true, except they're not. We guard our heart with the truth of God's Word that says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we guard our heart with the truth that God's love desires and longs and calls us to himself. The truth of the story of the prodigal son, that no matter how far we've strayed, no matter how far we've wandered off, no matter how greatly we've rejected the Father, that when we come to our senses and return home, we are welcomed home. So many lies that the world tries to tell us, that the enemy has spread, that God isn't real, that Jesus is just a name. And God comes along and says, the truth is that there's no other name under heaven by which you must be saved, or even that you can be saved, other than the name of Jesus. That he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through him. And so when we begin to hear stories and teaching that says to do life your own way, it all washes out in the end. It's one way's as good as another. We guard our heart with the truth. We guard our heart with the truth about others. When hate and anger and prejudice begin to fill our life, we gaze into God's word and we are reminded that we're brothers and sisters. We're created in the image of God. There is no division among God's children. And our heart becomes full of truth. And we love and we embrace and we correct and we discipline. We do all of the things that we do to those that we love. And we forgive and we show mercy. I don't know the lie that's being fed to you most often. Perhaps you're hearing the lies of the enemy today. And God's desire for you is the same as it is for me, that each one of us would guard our heart with truth. The second part, I said that there's at least two parts to this. We guard our hearts with the truth of God's word. That's the foundation. That's the critical element on which everything else ought to be based. But we also need to guard our heart with the truth of our words. It's been said that when you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about remembering your story. But sometimes we're not satisfied with the truth. It's not as exciting as what we want it to be, or it's not as good as it ought to be. So we embellish the truth, we make up facts, we become creative. We have all kinds of words to describe what we're doing in order to not say that we're lying. But I think God would see through our creative licensing. And his call would be, speak the truth in love. Guard your heart by speaking truth to one another. And to do it in love. As we live life today, I don't know how much interaction you will have with others. Perhaps you're going to work or class or to the store, walking through your neighborhood. Perhaps you're home by yourself all day. Your only interaction is through social media, through phone calls. But in all of the interactions that you face, guard your heart with truth. Spend time taking in the truth of God's word as a protection. against the lies of the enemy. Commit daily to speaking truth in love so that you're not caught in the lies of the enemy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to guard our heart. You know how important it is for us to know and understand and believe and think and act in a way that honors you. Father, as we consider what it looks like to have a blameless walk, to live in righteousness, we realize that protecting our heart from the deceitfulness of this world is an important step. And so, Father, may we be diligent about knowing your word, applying it to our life, using the truth that it contains to guard against the lies of the enemy. But Father, may we not only be careful in guarding our heart with the truth of your word, may we be just as careful in guarding our words so that they are true. Father, for those times where we've exaggerated, we've done things that we know weren't truthful, but we've passed them off as acceptable. May we be convicted in seeking forgiveness from you, from those that we've wronged. But may we be more careful in speaking the truth in love in all times, having wisdom and discernment when there's not a need to speak anything. Father, sometimes it just trips us up when we think we have to say something and the truth isn't helpful at that point. So God, give us wisdom. As James would tell us, to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. But when we do speak, may it be words of truth. The truth wrapped in love, concern, caring, truth that builds up rather than tears down, truth that helps. And I know because in my life there's times where truth does seem like it tears down and that it hurts. But real truth only does so in a temporary fashion for our benefit in the long run. It's the way the truth of your word works. And so, Father, help us to have a heart that's filled with your truth so that it speaks your truth. And God, today, as we live life, as we interact in whatever ways that we do, may we do so with a heart which is guarded by truth. And may Jesus be lifted up as the way, the truth, and the life, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.